Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
Although there were many increasingly dark days for self-willed Saul, the event we have before us is the nadir of his career. Nothing could be worse than what seems to be an act of worship to the Lord. How can that be? The story is set in the hill country of Benjamin. The king has selected, quote, for himself 3,000 men of Israel. 2,000 were with Saul in Michmash, and 1,000 were with Jonathan in Gibeah of Benjamin, 1 Samuel 13, verse 2. Jonathan, the king's son, knew what he was there for, to break the Philistines' stranglehold on Israel. Quote, and Jonathan attacked the garrison of the Philistines that was in Geba. Then Saul blew the trumpet throughout all the land. Now all Israel heard it and said that Saul had attacked the garrison of the Philistines. Verses 3 and 4. Do you see that? Saul, like all self-absorbed men, was quick to place blame on others and just as quick to take credit from others. But this action by Jonathan certainly stirred up a hornet's nest, and the Philistines came out in force. The Israelites panicked, hiding, quote, in caves, in thickets, in rocks, in holes, and in pits, and some of the Hebrews crossed over the Jordan to the land of Gad and Gilead. As for Saul, he was still in Gilgal, and all the people followed him, trembling. Verses 6 and 7. At a time like that, without doubt, the hardest thing to do is just wait. Remember that Samuel had told him that he mustn't act, quote, till I come to you and show you what you should do? Chapter 10, verse 8. But finally, claiming a right only allowed to a priest, Saul, quote, offered the burnt offering. Chapter 13, verse 9. Although Saul continued ruling for some time, this was in fact the death knell of his kingdom. God had determined not to unite the roles of prophet, priest, and king until his son came to accomplish the ultimate victory for us.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.